It is time for the list. And we thought we would have a little fun with our list today, and it is simply something that it is not an exaggeration to say I consume every single day.
Yes, and you have, and we've said this before, but you have a pretty regimented, strict eating schedule. So every day at around, like you really, if we go late in one of the segments at 11:10 or whatever it is, we're supposed to break at 11:08. And I can see you reaching for your bag right when I'm doing the outro and I'm teasing for the next segment. I see your hand reaching for it.
All right, here we go.
It's time for you to consume.
Gotta fuel the beast.
Your first of your two breaks in a row lunch.
Yes.
And the first thing you do, you have your bag and you empty it out. And every day you have some sort of nuts.
And blueberries.
And fruit. Yeah, fruit and nuts mixed in.
Yes.
That's what you have. So now we decided, because you eat them every day, we need your top five nuts.
Try all these nuts.
All these is probably sixth. I don't know if they're going to make the list. I don't know. I don't know what Matt had on his yet. But I would say you will go first, since you are the consumer every single day.
I love nuts. Love them. I eat them not only here every day, but I also will snack on them at home. And they're very healthy. Well, most nuts. Not all nuts.
Yeah, we'll put a couple on here that aren't very.
But.
Oh, my.
I love them. And I eat them as a snack. Like when we go to camp on Sunday, I'll have to swing by a store and get a couple of bags to snack on throughout the day and in my hotel room and stuff, because that's what I snack on at the house. I mean, I'm a big nut guy.
Do you still have your SEC nuts?
I do. I've been opening one small package and mixing them in with my nuts I bring up here every day.
Nice. And I know they're going to be on the list, but man, there was a, they set out a nice, I don't know, basket full of what, like 50 packages of snack nuts.
Of pistachios.
And Matt went and grabbed like seven of them at a time.
It was like us and Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
From Dallas.
Yeah, exactly right. This was the pistachio SEC media day for Matt.
I think he checked a bag on the way back because he had so many nuts.
I'm surprised he didn't have to go buy a new one.
Right.
Just to store those and have to put it underneath the plane.
Yeah, I counted them when I got home. It was like 40.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of bags. They were giving them out for free, and pistachios are not cheap.
Right. You got your value of those.
I did.
Nuts.
I will be able to eat on those for the next month or so. It's fantastic. So, my top five nuts. Number five, the hazelnut. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with hazelnuts, but that is, I didn't have them today because I ran out yesterday, but the hazelnut is one of the nuts that I eat every day.
Yeah, okay.
So in that little,
I have to make sure I familiarize myself with the hazelnut.
If you see the picture, maybe you'll recognize it, but they're from the hazel tree.
Okay. I've never eaten one, but
I haven't either.
Their creamer is delicious.
It is. And I don't know if I've had one that have like mixed in a salad or whatever. I may have had that, but not just physically.
Yeah.
I've gotten a hazelnut and I've eaten it.
And they're good because they got a lot of vitamin E and magnesium in them, which are good things. And I like the taste. I like them. So that's part of the nut mix that I have. The one nut that I don't eat regularly that I enjoy quite a bit, and part of the reason is because these are not cheap, is macadamia nuts. I love macadamia nuts. But that might be the most expensive nut that is regularly available at the store that you don't have to.
It's Maddie Snake.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but you're slithering around.
I was gonna say seek out, and apparently my brain malfunctioned. It just goes. The water out of the refrigerator.
What the hell just happened?
God, that was so bizarre.
Hey, but you're crawling around the floor. Like, get back in the chair, man.
Man, all right. So, macadamia.
Okay.
Number three, and these are the ones. Again, man, I love these. I won't say steal, because they weren't charged. They were free. You could take as many as you want.
No one said you stole them.
But the pistachio. I love pistachios. And I like them when you get them like that, where they're already shelled. Because if you get shelled pistachios, they cost so much more at the store than pistachios in the shell, but then you gotta shell them, and they're so annoying.
I feel like that they're like the crab legs of nuts. A lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
God, they're good though.
They're so tasty. I love them. But the two nuts that I eat every single day, and you guys know what they are. Number two on my list of best nuts, walnuts. I love walnuts. I love them so much. Just they're such a tasty nut. I ate some today. I always have them in my pantry.
You're such a child, Baldy.
Did I say something wrong?
No, just keep talking.
You're doing great,
dude. He can't handle himself in there.
We're not doing a lot better in here.
Can't handle himself. Continue to talk, man.
Number
the
one.
The grown-ups are speaking.
And you guys already know this. Number one, hands down, there is absolutely no question on this. If I could only ever.
I know.
If. Only one nut was left, and it was for me.
And now you're doing it on purpose.
It's kind of hard to avoid.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
I'm talking about nuts.
Okay. Is this serious?
Almonds.
We know.
Almond is the greatest nut there is. I love almonds. I literally eat them every day. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when I get home from the show, I'll eat another handful of almonds.
Just walk around like Skittles in your hand, just shaking them up and popping them in your mouth.
I like them so much that I have to set out how many I'm going to eat, because if I just have the bag, I will eat the whole dang bag. I love almonds.
He'll gorge himself.
But if they're healthy for you, it's not a bad thing, right?
Well, you never want to consume mass quantity of anything. But yes, they're very healthy.
They're like half a calorie a nut.
Almond's a very healthy nut.
It's not even really a nut, right?
An almond? What is it, a seed?
It is the seed of a stone fruit called a drupe.
It's true.
The drupe?
D-R-U-P-E. Droop nuts.
Jeez, man. All right, I'll attempt
look at me!
To get through this list so Baldy will be okay. I do have the pistachio at 5.
I know what to say to that one.
And it was... I think
pistachios are delicious.
The bags at the SEC Media Day kind of turned me around, because I feel like it is a lot of work to try to get to the pistachio. Yes. But when they had it like that, and I had a couple of bags, not 40 like you. I had a couple. It was great. So I have pistachio at 5. I have almonds at 4. Classic.
Almonds
can't
are great.
Go wrong without almonds. I get a little specific when it comes to my top two. I will have peanuts at 3 because they're just classic. And... that's the only one that I don't mind working for. So if you're at a game.
Or cracking them out of the
right,
show.
Right. If you're at a ball game, that's the best. That and I think that's why I enjoy them the most. I do love, the salted peanuts or whatever. But when you're at a game and you're just breaking them open and eating them, that's kind of taking the time away. It's almost like a fidget spinner. It's just kind of consuming you while you're at the game. Instead of me drinking beer, and I really don't drink at games, I'll get the bag of peanuts and work that all day. That's great. At 2, I'll get very specific on these last two.
Okay.
And I normally don't like pecans. But there's a place in New Orleans called Southern Candy Makers, and they make the glazed pecan that you can order online.
Yes.
That you want to talk about. And I know those aren't, you don't need to consume the whole bag of that, because... If pecans are healthy, then
it comes
you glaze
from a candy
them,
maker,
and it's not. But my gosh, those are the absolute best. As a matter of fact, when I get home, I will order a couple of those bags, and then I'll have them when I get back from California. They'll be right there. It'll be a New Orleans treat.
Those are
I get
always
back home.
Glazed nuts are always just delicious.
They are. They are. And number one for me, another specific. Not just.
I think I know the actual nut. I don't know the specific.
The cashew.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
But
I knew that would be your number one.
It's the. Do you call them roasted? The glazed cashew that you get like at Buckies in the.
Oh my god!
In the
little the cone.
Game. I will. Oh yes.
Oh my god.
The
gosh.
Cone to cashews.
Yeah.
Every time I pass by that establishment, I stop. And get a cone.
They got to be the hot cone nuts.
Every time.
So
those
good.
Those are the best.
Okay.
And I try my best not to consume the entire cone. in one setting, but that's very difficult. I have to get it out of my eyesight.
That's where you leave like five down in the bottom of the cone just to convince yourself.
And then once you get to the bottom, they have just the candies.
Oh, yes. Gosh. You just pour
all those
back,
things.
Shoot it.
And it's crunchy. Oh,
are
my
you talking
gosh.
About the ones that have the pink little things on them? No. You would know what I was talking about if you were, so obviously not. I don't know how to describe it.
No, I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like a pink candy on a nut. This is not making any sense.
Yeah, I don't know this one. I don't know this one.
I don't either. Well, okay. That's the list. Baldy, are you okay? Did you make it?
We're so good. What a
you know what
Friday.
The crazy thing is, though, is that they actually are called, they're from the Droop family. It's true. I love nuts. I do. Oh, these. The pink thing.
No. You know, not those. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Those are almost like the
thank you.
I don't want to like look brittle. Up nuts with a pink thing.
Yeah, you will have to take so much training if you did that, so please don't do that.
I didn't realize that those were pralines. Huh.
It's 11:48, lunchtime.
Oh, I didn't know that. Pralines are almonds or hazelnuts coated in a crunchy red-dyed crystallized sugar shell. Did you know a praline is an almond? You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know it was considered an almond.
Yeah, I always thought they were pecan, but sure.
I did too.
Man, huh. Well, there you go. Nut talk.